grace of the Lord be with every one of us over here.
愿神的恩惠与大家同在。
Shall we turn to the Bible, Gospel John?
让我们看到约翰福音。
Gospel John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
Gospel John chapter 5. Verse 8.
约翰福音第五章第八节。
Would you please read in English? John chapter 5, verse 8. John chapter 5, verse 8.
约翰福音第五章第八节。Jesus said to them, unto them, Rise, take up your bed and walk.
Over here, Jesus asked a sick person, telling him to take up his bed and walk.
在这里，耶稣对一个病人说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
This sentence caught my attention.
这一句话引起我的兴趣。
Recently, I visit a truth seeker often.
最近我常常去访问一个慕道者。
Every time we pray for him, we just hope that he can get out of bed as early as possible.
当每次我们为他祷告的时候，我们都希望他能够早一点能够离开他的床。
Thank God we also can see his improvement of his healthy condition.
感谢神，我们每次都可以看到他的病情的进步。
But we never pray that, you know, you shall get up and take up your bed and walk.
但是我们从来没有这样祷告说起来拿你的褥子走吧。
Maybe we shall pray this way in the future.
或许我们在以后也可以这样子的祷告。
What does it mean then? What does this word really teach us?
但这一句话，想要教导我们什么呢
？Therefore, by using this topic, we would like to consider three points.
所以今天用这个题目，我们讲到三个重点。
From this story, we can see the mercy of God.
所以在从这个故事，我们可以看到神的恩慈。
And the power of God.
还有神的能力。
And the expectation of our Lord.
还有神对我们的期盼。
So when the Lord says that get up and take your bed and walk, actually this is a great mercy from the Lord.
所以当主耶稣说起来拿你的褥子走吧，这是神的一个恩典。
Shall we read chapter 5, verse 1-8?
我们请看到
verse 1-7,
第五章的一到七节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Please make a bookmark in this chapter.
让我们放在这里放一个书签。
Please read.
约翰福音五章第一节。After this, there was a feast of Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. 第二节。Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate of a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches.Three, in this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of water was made well of whatever disease he had. Five, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. Six, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to them, Do you want to be made well? Verse seven, the sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another step down before me.
Amen. So we can see that Jesus came to Jerusalem to observe a feast.
所以我们可以看到在这里耶稣到耶路撒冷去守节。
And then there was a sheep gate which is located northeast of Jerusalem, of the temple.
所以在那个羊门，这就是在耶路撒冷东北方。
And there was a pool over there.
在那里有一个池子。
And we can see all kinds of sick people, including the blind, the lame, who do not have energy, or lying down over there, waiting for angels came down.To steer the water.
我们可以看到在那里躺着一些瞎眼的、瘸腿的，他们没有办法动，所以他们在那里等着天使去搅动那个地。
The legend says that when angels stir the water, the first one who came into the pool, he will be healed.
在那边，他们有一个传说说，当天使搅动那个水的一个下去的人，他们就会痊愈。
And the person who had been sick for 38 years already, he was there, and he cannot have any chance to come into the pool first.
所以有一个人在那里，他已经病了38年了，但是他却没有办法进到那个池子。
You know the meaning of Bethesda, the pool of Bethesda. The meaning of Bethesda is the house of mercy.
那个意思大，他那个意思呢？之外，你的意思是恩慈之家。
Yeah, but we can see that there was no mercy in the house of mercy.
但是我们可以看到，在那里却看不到恩慈。
Because everybody is competing to be the number one to get healed.
因为他们在那里，每一个人都想要当第一个下到水里面的。
And you can see that this person who has been sick for such a long time, he never get his own chance.
对，我们可以看到这个人，他甚至病了那么久，但是他却没有办法得到他的。
So just by looking at this pool, actually it is a small world that represents the world we live in right now.
所以当看他们那边的情况，就好像预表着我们现在所生活在的这个世界。
Nowadays there are many spiritual blindness, many spiritual lamp, many spiritual weaknesses that live in this world to compete for number one.
所以在这个世界上，我们有很多属灵的瞎眼、属灵的瘸腿，想要争取这个第一。
Everybody is quite selfish, only want to get their own benefit from even from the Lord.
所以每一个人都非常的自私，甚至想要从神那里得到，只为了自己想要从神那里得到神的恩典。
Last Monday we had Bible study in Brother Lou's house.
礼拜一呢，我们在吕弟兄家有查经聚会。
And we talk about in the last day, you can see that everybody only care for themselves.
我们查考到在末日的时候，每一个人都只顾着自己。
Especially a brother share about the lawyer.
有一位弟兄他分享有关于律师的事。
A lawyer has been taught to be very tough to live in this world.
律师他们所受的教育就是要想要成为非常的
An article says that there was a bar exam for all the lawyer.
有一篇文章我读到，就是他们在说到有一个律师的考试。
Then suddenly there was an old gentleman. I had a heart attack.
在那里当时有一个人他突然的心脏病发作。
Nobody really cared for him.
但是没有人想要去。
Because the time was very precious.
因为那个考试的时间非常宝贵。
Only two people there have the courage to do the CPR for that sick person.
只有两个人呢，愿意去为那个人做心脏按摩。
And these two people request for another 40 minutes to compensate their loss of time.
但是这两个人，当他们要要求再给他们40分钟来考试。
Actually, the authority says that, well, they shall learn a lesson what is the most important in their life when they become a lawyer.
但是当那个主考官却说，他们应该要学习到什么才是最重要的。
So taking a test is more important than saving the soul.
所以考试比拯救一个人的生命还要重要。
You notice that in this world we are educated, or in a way we are educated that we need to fight for our own benefit.
在这个世界上，我们每一个人都被教育成想要要去为自己的利益着想。
My wife told me a story recently.
我太太最近告诉我一个故事。
Because my daughter takes a very competitive courses right now.
我的女儿她现在。
She is in high school right now.
她现在在高中，她拿了一堂蛮竞争的课。
And one of the classmates shared that you know you can find some practice test in the internet.
有些同学就跟他说，在网络上你可以找到一些练习的考试。
One says that he find that address for 4 days. The other one says that he find out that address for 4 hours.
有一个人说他花了4天找到那个网址，然后有一个人说他花了4个小时。
And then never want to tell my daughter what that IP address. Do you call it IP? What that address is?
但是却没有人呢想要告诉我女儿她那个网址。
Because when the teacher give the scores, it has a curve, right? So everybody want everybody do worse than him. Therefore, they can get a better score.
然后每一个人都想要别人都考得没有他好，他这样才可以拿到更好的。
Then you look at the presidential campaign.
当我们看到之前的总统的他们的选举的选举
，You can notice that as if there's only this pool only the one who jump in the first time can get the benefit, right? And you know everybody try to push the other away from the pool.
所以我们可以看到他们的竞争非常激烈，然后想要把其他人都把推出去。
Thank God, finally, they have gracious word toward one another at the end of the election.
感谢神，他们在最后结束的时候，对对方都有很好的。
So we can see that we are educated in a way not to show mercy in this world.
所以我们想想，我们其实是我们所受的教育，并不是想要对别人恩慈。
So this is really a very small world that represents nowadays world. Like we are just like in the house of mercy without mercy at all.
这就像是预表着我们现在所住在这个世界，我们就好像在这个慈爱之家，但是却没有慈爱。
But thank God, our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the merciful teacher, merciful God.
但是神，主耶稣却是恩慈的神。
So in verse five, the Bible says that there was a person who lied there for 38 years.
在第五节在那里讲到，在那里有一个人病了38年。
You know what? 38 years. That means what? This guy was sick before Jesus was born.
他病了38年，他就表示他甚至在耶稣诞生之前，他就已经生病了。
How many 30 years can a person have in his life?
一个人能够有多少个30年
？So this is really a very pitiful person, and nobody pay attention to him.
所以他真的是一个很可怜的人，但是。
Then we can see the mercy of God shows that Jesus saw him.
在这我们可以看到耶稣看见他。
When you come to this pool, everybody want to see the water. Nobody want to see everyone else. Want to see if the water got stirred up or not.
对，当每个人来到这个第四大的时候，每个人都注意的池中的水。
No one care.
没有人在意。
And this guy has been long forgotten.
在这里，这个人他已经长。很久的一段时间被人家遗忘。
It remind me that once upon a time the church came to a senior home.
让我想到有一次我们去访问老人之家。
We share with them that even though you are long forgotten, but the Lord will never forget about your name.
我们常常这样子鼓励，就是说，虽然我们好像已经很久被遗弃了，但是神却不会忘记我们。
When you talk about that, I noticed that a senior fellow, his tears just fall down from his eyes.
所以当我们这样讲说，老人家。眼泪就从他的眼中流出来。
Really, only Jesus can see their can see their loneliness. Only Jesus can see their needs.
因为确实的，只有耶稣可以看到他们所需要的。
And verse six, it says that Jesus saw him and knew that he has been sick for a while. Jesus see you and know your situation.
在这里第六节讲到，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，所以耶稣知道我们的情况。
This is a Chinese term. It says that 相视满天下，相知没有一个人 ，right? You know everybody, but no one truly know your heart. And Jesus has been Jesus truly know our feeling and our situation.
因为耶稣真正知道我们的情况。
Because Jesus was there before.
因为耶稣在他当时在这个。
You know.Jesus at that time was not crucified, but later on, years later, Jesus got crucified. Jesus knew the pain we had gone through. Jesus knew the loneliness we had gone through. Jesus knew the illnesses that we had gone through, all the painful situations that we had gone through.
耶稣在这之后，他被钉了十字架，所以他知道我们的痛苦。他因为他经过了痛苦，经过那些孤独。
There was a person who was sick.
有一个人生病。
He only allowed those who had the similar sick to visit him.
他只让那些跟他有同样病的人来访问他。
Because he can find out that those who do not have the similar sick, they always cannot say the right thing to comfort him or her.
因为他知道，如果人家没有经历过的话，他们没有办法了解到他所经过的是什么。
And Jesus knows, and he has been there before us, whatever we have gone through.
但是耶稣却在我们不管我们发生什么事情，他都在那里。
Then Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" Verse six.
在第六节，耶稣问他：“你要痊愈吗？”
Actually, Jesus was to me when I read this verse, Jesus was drawing his attention to focus on Jesus himself.
所以当我读到这节的时候，我是想到耶稣是要让他的注意力集中在耶稣身上。
You were disappointed now because of me, you shall have hope.
你之前是失望，但是因为着我，所以你有的希望。
You pay attention to the water before, but now you shall pay attention to me.
你之前是注意着池中的水，但是你现在就要注意着我。
You pay attention to other people who come before you, but now I am your hope.
你注意到这些其他比你之前来的人，但是现在你要注意我。
And then Jesus make him well later on.
然后之后呢，耶稣让他的病痊愈。
So we can see our Lord Jesus know who has the most need, who need the most in that area.
所以耶稣知道在那么多人当中是谁是最需要被帮助。
Shall we read chapter 5, verse 13?
第五章第十三节。
John chapter 5, verse 13.
And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed him away.
It's very amazing to see that this guy did not know who Jesus was.
非常奇妙，他那个人并不知道耶稣是谁。
And he called Jesus. What does he address Jesus?
他称耶稣是什么呢？
Verse 7 said, Mister, right?
在第七节说先生。
So you can see that this guy did not know Jesus is the Son of God at all. He did not know that Jesus was Messiah at all.
对，我们可以看到那个人他当时并不知道耶稣是谁。
This case, this person received salvation. His salvation is totally from the mercy of God, not even from a little faith of him.
所以这一个人所接受的救恩典呢，并不是借着任何一点的信心。
You can see that there was a woman who has been bleeding for 12 years. She has strong faith. She stretched out her hand to touch the garment of Jesus, then she got cured because of her strong faith.
有一个患血肉很久的妇人呢，她因为她的信心去触摸耶稣的身上衣服的坠子，她就从此得到痊愈。
She knew that Jesus can cure.
他知道耶稣能够治愈他。
This gentleman knew nothing at all.
但这个人却并不知道任何的事情。
We still remember that there was a paralyzed who sit at the side of the road and called Jesus, Son of David, Son of David, please help me.
但我们记得有一个瘸子，他坐在路旁，向耶稣呼叫大卫子孙，大卫子孙。
What does it mean by Son of David?
大卫子孙代表什么？
David was the king.
大卫是王。
Messiah is supposed to come from the descendants of David.
弥赛亚是应该从大卫的子孙中。Therefore,
he knew that Jesus was Messiah that came to the world.
所以他知道耶稣是弥赛亚来到这个世界。
I think that was a blame. Sorry. So Jesus cured him later on.
所以耶稣之后治愈了他。
So you can see that, but this gentleman, this ill person, right?
所以这个compared
with the previous case that we just mentioned. He did not know who Jesus was, and he did not have faith at all. So this miracle is really truly from only by the grace, the mercy of God.
所以从这里可以看到这个事情跟之前我们两个举两个例子来比较的话，他的治愈完全是从神的恩典而来的。
So really have to thank God for His great mercy sometimes.
真的要感谢神的恩典。
The Bible says that Jesus came to this world, the world that was created through him.
耶稣来到这个世界上是，这个世界是借他而造的。
But the world did not know him.
但这个世界却不认识他。
He came to his own place, but his own people did not receive him.
他来到自己的地方，但是这世界上的人却不认识他。
So when we did not know Jesus, Jesus have already showed great love toward us already.
在我们认识耶稣基督以前，他已经
This is the great mercy of Jesus. That's why he talked to him, get up and take your bed and walk. Get up and take your bed and walk also shows that God has perfect power.
这句话呢也展现了神的全能。
Let's reference another Bible, Mark chapter 2, verse 11.
我们可以看到另外地方。 马可福音
2:11 and 12.
马可福音是第二章十一节。
11:2, 11:12. Mark 2:11-12.
Mark 2:11-12.
Please read.
I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Verse 12. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this.
This is another case that Jesus also make a paralyzed get up and walk and take his bed and walk out. And all everybody was amazed.
所以这里是另外一个神迹，就是神叫另外一个瘸子拿着褥子回家去了。See,
what I want to pinpoint out is that really, if you were there, you're going to be very amazed. Huh?
所以当时的众人都非常惊奇。如果我们在那当时情况上，我想我们也会非常惊奇。Can
you imagine that a person may be laid down there for 38 years already?
你能够想象一个人在那里躺了38年吗？
And then when Jesus, just with Jesus one word, not only get up, oh, he can carry something to walk.
所以，因为耶稣的一句话，他不只能够站起来，他还会拿着他的东西走。Sometimes
we see the people who went to outer space, right?
所以，当我们看，我们之前看到有那些有太空人。When
they go to outer space, they was without what? 失重嘛，对不对？ Without gravity.
对，他们在外太空，他们其实是失重的情况。So
when they first came back down, do you notice that two people have to hold on them because they cannot walk at all? Do you notice that?
我们有没有发现到，当他们从外太空回来的时候，需要有人去搀扶他们，因为他们没有办法。It
had to take for maybe a while for them to practice and to you know to pick up, to get used to the gravity and start to walk.
他们需要一段时间去适应这个重力。If
you have chance to visit senior home.
如果我们有机会去访问老人家。If
a person lie on the bed more than 1 year, right, and he never practice, you know, practice how to walk, and he's old, I'm sorry, he really cannot walk anymore.
如果有一个人他躺在床上超过一年，然后都没有去运动的话，我相信他没有办法再。So
when you go to senior home, you can see a lot of bars, you know, made by wood. A lot of you know disabled person use their hand to hold on the bar. And try to practice to walk.
所以我们在老人家可以看到墙上都有装一些木杆，就让他们能够扶着来走路。And
every day they gotta do massage, you know, or some therapy, how do you call it, physical therapy, just to help them to make a feet a little bit stronger. Therefore, they can learn to walk in the future.
所以他们每一天都要接受复健，然后让他们的肌肉能够。
But not only this man can walk, he can carry something.
但是在这里，他这个人不止能够走路，他还可以拿着他的褥子。And
verse 9, chapter 5, verse 9 says, immediately he got cured.
我们看到，看回第五章第九节，那人立刻痊愈，拿起褥子。
Amazing! This is when we pay attention to those details, we can see that our Lord's power is really amazing, powerful. Maybe we should reference Mark chapter 5, verse 29.
所以我们。 看到神的大能，我们再看到马可福音第五章
5:29，
我们看到马可福音第五章29节
5:29，
马可福音第五章29节 ，immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up.
Immediately she was cured. Let's read chapter 5:41-42. Mark 5:41-42.
你再看到马可福音第五章第41-42节。 Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. But immediately the girl arose and walked.
Immediately the girl, immediately. Every time when Jesus performed miracles, we can see a lot of time it is not gradual. Of course, in some cases it's gradually, okay? But in many cases, it also says immediately. What does it teach us?
所以在这里我们可以看到很多次耶稣行神迹，很多都是立刻马上就好了。This
is really amazing, huh?
教导我们什么呢？
Last Wednesday we were supposed to baptize a lady.
在上一个礼拜三，我们应该要施洗一个妇人。
Who is already 88 years old?
她已经是88岁。
At very beginning, she refused to get baptized because she was afraid of water.
在最开始，她不想要受洗，是因为她对水有恐惧。
Now she says that she got a toothache, so she wanted to delay postpone her schedule.
但是这一次呢，她说她牙痛，所以她没。
Then we, when we discuss in the church council, we talk about how do we baptize her.
所以我们在职务会，我们讨论到要怎么去让她为她受洗。
Because she barely can walk.
因为她只能不太能够走路。
Yeah, and then a brother says that we shall carry a brother a volunteer to carry her on the back, and both of them went into the water.
所以有一个弟兄他。
And he says that, you know, it's amazing because he has been beholding, because I never had this kind of experience in my life to baptize people this way, right? But he said he saw many cases that were like this. And he also said that, you know, many cases when those people get out of water, they got carried down, but they can walk to the bank by themselves.
很多的例子是那些人主要被抬着下去，但是他却能够自己走上来。
Immediately. So you can see that really the power of God is not any less in this generation.
所以在这个神的大能是立刻的。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 35. What does this really try to teach us then?
我们先翻到以赛亚书。
Chapter 35.
以赛亚书35章。
Verse 1. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 1.
Isaiah 35:1.
Please read.
The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
Verse 2.
Verse 2. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God.
So verse 1 verse 2 is describing that when you see the glory of God, how wonderful it should be. It would be like there was water in the desert, and there was, you know, the roses was blossom, and you know, it's joy upon joy. So wonderful when you see the glory of God.
所以在这里是在描述着当我们受到神的恩典的时候是多么的喜悦。
And then verse 6.
我们再看到第六节,
Please read.
第六节, then the lamb shall leap like a deer.
Amen. Then the lamb shall leap like a deer. See, the lamb get up immediately and jump here and there and like a deer.
所以在这里记得那个瘸子像鹿一样的跳跃。
This is to prove that Messiah. This is to describe the coming of Messiah. And Jesus, when Jesus did that, it is to prove that He was the Messiah that came to his world.
所以在这里是在预言着弥赛亚的来临。所以当主耶稣行这样神迹的时候，是马上的他们瘸子能够。
So, brother and sister, I hope that you and me, we can all be convinced that our Lord is really very powerful, a mighty God.
所以我希望大家能够像我们一样，能够感觉到神是全能的。
So when he created Adam, Adam was a mature person. That is how mighty it is. Adam didn't have to go from the baby, from a baby.
所以当神创造亚当的时候，他就是一个成人了，说他不用再经过婴儿时代。
A true seeker asked a minister, is there egg first or chicken first? Eggs come first or chicken come first?
有一个慕道者问传道，到底是先有鸡还是先有蛋？
The minister answered, of course there are chicken first.
这个传道呢，他回答是先有鸡。
Because this is what the Bible teaches. God created living stuff, then give them seeds and give them stuff to have offspring. This is the power of God. And so sometimes we ourselves, right, should not be the God's power shouldn't be hindered because of our disbelief.
简若是因为着我们的不信。For
example, Peter has faith at the very beginning. He was able to walk on the sea.
就像彼得当时他有信心能够在水上行走。But
because he lost his confidence, lost his faith, later he sink into the water.
但是当他达到他的信心失去的时候，他就沉到水里。So
very likely, sometimes you know we might lose our faith. We might lose that God is powerful.
所以有时候我们会
lose the belief.
会失去我们的信仰，失去我们的信心，不相信神是那么的全能。
I still remember how my mom prayed for my youngest brother.
我还记得 我的母亲当时是我怎么样为我的
Because my youngest brother at that time had polio.
因为我
polio 小儿麻痹。
所以因为当时我的弟弟他有得到小儿麻痹。
My mother only has the faith to pray that, you know, to pray that, you know, it's okay to have polio, but just allow him to walk.
我的母亲当时是这样祷告。
能够啊，有小儿麻痹没关系的，只要能够走就好了啦。 So later on, because see this kind of faith, right? So indeed, my brother has still have polio, but he can run, he can walk, he don't need a rod, you know. He was in good condition. But again, because our faith is not as strong, it might hindrance the manifestation of God's power.
因为，但是主也是这样让为他成全。 然后，因为我们的信心成就会让我们这样子答应。
There was a sister, later on, true seeker at the very beginning. He has a hunchback, like 90 degree.
之前有一位慕道者，他有驼背问题，90度。
When she came to the church, you never know who this sister looks like or this true seeker looks like.
当他来到教会之后，我们没有人知道他长得什么样子。
When the Holy Spirit came down on her.
当圣灵降在他身上。
And really, Holy Spirit moved her, huh? So the bag is Holy Spirit move on her, right? So the bag start to move. And the more she moved, the more her bag getting more straight, right? And when she come to this about maybe this degree, right? 90 to maybe 75, this one, right? And so, oh, thank God, good enough, good enough.
Okay, so当圣灵降到她身上的时候,她开始震动,然后当每她越动,她的背就越直。 然后当大概到70度左右的时候，他就说这样就够了，感谢神。
The miracle stopped over there, huh?
然后神迹就在那个时候。So
we should not allow, we should have strong confidence concerning God's power. God can do everything. Nothing is too difficult in the hands of God.
所以我们不应该去怀疑神的大能，没有任何事情在他手中是不能。
Then it also make me think about how does Jesus, besides shows God's grace and God's power, why does Jesus ask him to take the bed and walk?
另外一个问题，让我想到就是为什么主耶稣要他拿他的褥子走？
He used to be confined with his bed, I think, for 80, maybe for 38 years, right?
或者这个人他跟着那个。
But now, after you got healed, you got to control what controlled you before.
当你被痊愈之后，你要能够控制你之前被控制的。
Jesus later on talked to him that, you know, you shall not sin anymore.
主耶稣在之后跟他说，你不要再犯罪了。
This is recorded in verse 14, right?
对，是记载在。
So maybe his sin have to do with, maybe his illness have to do with sin, right? Maybe a person has been confined with his sin, you know, controlled by his sin for more than decades. Now you got cured, you shall be able to control what control you. You were a drug addicted person before, you shall control yourself, you know, not to do it anymore. You have great greediness before, now you should control what controlled you before, right? So you should take it and throw it away later on.
所以我们应该要能够控制，在我们痊愈之后要能够控制我们之前所被控制的，所以我们当我们痊愈之后，我们要把它拿起来，然后把它丢掉。
Oh, that, I think that's one of the reasons why Jesus says that, take your bed and walk. You know, you should control what you control you.
所以我觉得这是耶稣为什么要叫他拿
Recently, we tried to preach to a true seeker.
最近我们想要去传福音给一位慕道者。
He belongs to other church. He is also a Christian.
他也是基督徒的人，他是在别的教会。
He come in a very interesting statement. He come in a, interestingly. He says that, you know, it's so easy to be saved, but it's so difficult to overcome my life.
他说得救容易，得胜很难呐。
And I kind of say, this person, even though he is not a TCC member, he's saying make some sense.
或者这位慕道者，他并不是我们教会的信徒，但是他所说的还是有点道理。
Because I know that he cannot give up his smoking habit. And he thought he got salvation already in the other church. Really, I mean, for us to receive salvation is maybe 10 minutes. We bring you to the baptismal site, have foot washing, Holy Communion. So easy that we can fulfill the process.
或许我们很简单就能够完成了这个救恩的程序。
But to live a victorious life in this world is something that we got to do according to what the saying of the saying of Jesus Christ.
但是要有一个得胜的生命呢，就是我们需要去照着耶稣所说的。
That's why Jesus says that, you know, take up your bed and walk. And then Jesus said, walk out of this house of mercy, which is hypocrisy, hypocrite world.
所以耶稣叫他拿着褥子走吧，离开这个恩典之家，离开这个假冒伪善的地方。
You know what? After we become a Christian, after we got cured, not only we do not did the old thing, we shall walk out to be a new person.
所以当我们得救，在我们痊愈之后呢，我们不止要。
Just like a house, right? You get rid of all the dirty stuff.
就像一个房子，你把一些脏的东西清掉。But
now you start to decorate the right stuff in your house.
所以之后你要能够在你的屋子上去装饰。Our
old self, our old desire, our old greatness now has been moved away.
让我们的旧人呢已经被洗去了。Now
we shall take Jesus Christ into our heart.
我们要把主耶稣放我们心里。So,
you know, you have to control what control you, and then walk out to the hypocrite place.
所以我们要能够控制之前所控制的，然后离开这个地方。Not
only that, another thought. Let's turn to Luke chapter 14, verse 27.
还有另外一个想法，我们看到路加福音。
Luke 14, 27.
路加福音14章27节。
Luke 14:27.
路加福音14章27节.
14:27.
路加福音14章27节. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Please read 26.
26节. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Here, the Lord comments that those who want to follow me got to carry his own cross to follow me, otherwise he cannot be my own disciple. What is a cross?
什么是十字架?
A cross is a difficult, it's a shameful thing in your life.
十字架就是我们生命中的困难，我们生命中的羞愧。
At the very beginning, cross, it was a shameful thing to crucify criminal.
在很早以前呢，十字架是一个
Of course, Jesus overcame death, therefore cross became the sign of glory.
So
after we got cured, we still have to carry, you know, the cross of God to follow Jesus Christ. How about you got cured and you got sick again? Do you want to give up Jesus Christ?
但是当我们被痊愈之后，但我们又生病了，我们要这样子就放弃主耶稣吗？
Or are you still want to carry the bed and you know just walk, continue walking with Jesus?
或者是我们要拿我们的褥子继续跟随主耶稣呢？
That was our burden. I mean, we may have the same burden before.
这是我们。
We may have the same burden in the future.
我们或许在以后也会有这样子的困难。
Even though a burden come to your life, are you willingly to follow Jesus Christ?
甚至困难来到我们，我们还是愿意的跟随耶稣。
Are willing to walk on the journey of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们愿不愿意走主的道路呢？
The difficulty could be from our brother, our sister, or our family member.
这些困难或许有可能是从我们家中而来。
I still remember one sister testified how his family member tried to make him worship idols after he got converted.
我还记得有一位信徒呢，他当时见证他的家人如何去邀他敬拜那些偶像。当他之后已经
her father frightened her if she did not worship the ancestors, she won't be allowed to eat.
她的父亲恐吓她，如果你她不拜那祖先的话，她不让她吃饭。
She was grounded.
她被禁足.
And later on, she was not waived. Her faith was not waived.
但是她的信心却没有因此。
Later on, her father went to her room, grabbed her to the in front of the idol in the living room.
之后她的父亲。 抓着他到那个偶像面前
，took a gun and put a gun under her head，
拿着枪指着他的头
，Do you want to worship the ancestors？
你要不要拜祖先呢
？She just crying, sitting down over there instead of kneeling down over there.
他坐在地上
，Yeah, instead of kneeling down over there.
他是坐着，但是他不要跪。
She refused to worship ancestors.
他还是不。
Of course, your father did not pull the trigger, huh?
当然他的父亲并没有这样子就。
But thank God, she really can carry the cross to follow Jesus Christ.
感谢神，他能够背十字架跟随耶稣。
This is my personal reflection of this sentence. Take up your bed and walk.
所以这个是起来拿你的褥子走吧，这是我的分享。
May the Lord help us.
所以愿神帮助我们。
After we are converted. We have courage to follow Jesus all the way.
在我们信靠他、信主之后，我们能够继续的跟随他。
We can control whatever control us in the past.
我们能够控制以前控制我们的。
We can walk out to be a new person.
我们能够走出去，成为一个新人。
Because in the Lord, everything is new.
因为在神里，每一件事都是新的。
So not only God will cure us, we also have. Jesus also says that you know, just. Take up your bed and go.
所以，耶稣不止治愈我们，他也跟我们说起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
So we sing hymn 153.
那我们唱诗153首。